You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us in his weekly time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Tony, how are you tonight, my friend?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Really good,
doing
Tony.
Good.
Thank you.
Is the football season yet?
Yeah, right? When is it getting started? It seems like it's been forever.
Oh, my God.
Tony, I want to get your thoughts tonight on not only just Julian Edelman, but, you know, and his four-game suspension that's going to start off the season. But when guys get suspended for something like PEDs, right, does the rest of the team view that as, you know, it's no big deal, that's his issue, we'll be fine, we'll just move on? Or does it take a different twist when it's PED related? Not if it's, you know, if it's drug related or alcohol related, those sorts of things, those might be a deeper issue. But when it's PEDs and it's really about performance enhancing, do guys look at that differently as, you know, this guy's being selfish and now he's got popped and we're going to be without him for four games. What he has done not only impacts him, but it impacts the rest of the team. Is it a different view when it's PEDs?
I think it is. I think it's a big difference when it's PED because, you know, a lot of times these guys are taking things that they, you know, they think it's okay. You know, they should do some research, but they think it's okay. A lot of times they make a mistake, you know, with a drug related thing. It's a choice that you make. So it's a big difference. And of course it hurts the team. When you got a guy like Edelman going out for four games but at the same time, the guys don't look at they're not going to look at Edelman like he's a bad guy or anything like that. You know, the way he is, the person that he is, I don't think he did this intentionally. It was something that he did that he made a mistake. It was just a mistake. He should have researched it before he took it, but he didn't, and, you know, that's a mistake. So it's going to hurt the team, but at the same time, the guys aren't going to look at him in a way if it was drug-related, where it's definitely something that he made a bad choice. He knew he shouldn't have done that, and so the guys won't look at him at that point.
Tony, no one is better at bringing in veteran players and squeezing a few more seasons out of them than Bill Belichick is. You got Earl Thomas over in Seattle, their Pro Bowl safety, and like many of the other veteran defenders from their legion of boom years, he's become unhappy with Pete Carroll, unhappy with the front office, unhappy with his contract situation. He seems like the kind of guy that Belichick could go get and bring in and get, you know, several more productive years out of, like he did with Rodney Harrison. Your thoughts, is that a guy, is Thomas a guy you think the Patriots should take a run at and try to figure out how they can pull off a trade and get him in there?
I think so. I mean, I think Earl has a few more good years in him, man. He's a great defensive back, great safety. He comes up and he protects, he hits hard, and I think it'll be a wise choice, and I won't be surprised if they go after him like that, because that's what the Patriots do. You know, they find those guys, and I'm pretty sure they're going to find more guys on their way out. Their team think he's on their way out, but the Belichick give him a chance to come play, and he'll if he comes to New England, he will make a big difference in that secondary, because he's a leader. He's a leader. He knows that position well. He's been there for years, and I would love to see him with a Patriot helmet on.
Bob, questions for Tony?
Tony, the news up here in New England this week was more about Tom Brady and the fact that he's backed off about playing another 4 or 5 years and making it sound now, Tony, Mike, it might be a couple more years because of family, and you know all about that. But I'm wondering, Tony, if they were to be able to get a Super Bowl victory here next year, you think that might be it for him? Is that what he would need just to say goodbye?
I think if they win the Super Bowl next year, he should retire on top. No question about it. There's no question in my mind. Tom Brady will not play when he's 45 years old. That's not going to happen. 42 maybe, but 45, that's not going to happen. So if they were get the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, and Brady goes out on top, I think he should go out on top. That I mean, what else could he do? I mean, the only thing that's going to happen if he keeps playing, it's gonna get bad, and I don't want to see him get bad. I just don't want to see him go out like that. I would love to see him go out on top, and I think we got a great chance to get back to the Super Bowl. I mean, there's nobody in our conference that's gonna stop us right now. The only two teams that I fear is Jacksonville and Pittsburgh. And everybody else, man, I'm not even worried about. So we have a great opportunity to go out on top. He has a great opportunity to go out on top. If they win the Super Bowl next year, Tom Brady should retire, period, and just let it go, man. And, you know, there's no sense of keep playing. I mean, he's gonna be 41. Come on. I mean, he's gonna be. I don't know. If this is right or not, he's going to be the only quarterback to ever play at that age at 41 and to perform the way he's going to perform this year. And there's no question in my mind, and I'm pretty sure he's thinking about it too. If they win the Super Bowl this year, it will be Tom Brady's last year. No doubt.
Tony, you know I like to pick off a guy of one of the old Patriot rosters that you were on and get your memories of the guy. And tonight I picked a guy that he was also a teammate of Bruce Davis, our previous guest. And it was a guy that ran in the same backfield with you for a couple years, Mark Van Egan. When you had your really mm-hmm. good years, he was there also. He was always good, Tony, looking at his stats for about 80 carries a year. He'd give you 4 yards per carry, and he could also catch balls out of the backfield. Out of Colgate, what do you remember about Van Egan?
Just a great guy. I mean, we our lockers were right next to each other. I wore 33, he wore 34. And so I got a chance to spend a lot of time with him in the locker room, and just a great person, man. Not only was he great on the field, he was great off the field. He was a great teammate, always in a good mood, always trying to get everybody up and get, you know, at that. But he was always at that level where, you know, you never see him having a bad day. You never see him getting down on themselves or getting down on anybody else. So I remember Mark, man. Mark was a super guy, just a fantastic guy. And I had the pleasure of him blocking for me and the pleasure of him playing for me. And I think the biggest thing was him being a friend. That was a big part.
Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners again about the great stuff you do helping kids get off to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to the website, donate as much money as you can. This is our 10-year anniversary coming up this year, and we just want to impact the youth in the upstate New York area, and that's what we try to do, man. Is get as many kids in school and give as many kids the opportunity to better themselves. And I think that's what life is all about. You know, you live your life and you've been successful. And so now it's your turn to help somebody else be successful.
There you go. Tony, fantastic stuff as always. Thank you for your time tonight. We look forward to catching up with you again next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family, my friend.
Take it easy, Tony.
You guys have a great one. God bless.
See you, Tony. That's former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Leonard Wheeler, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Leonard on the other side of this quick station ID.